Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Make a habit of it.
Bradfoe and baseball isn't boring. WEEI.
Come on, Gordo.
It's a flu game. You got to sing.
Let's go. It's a flu game, so I got to sing?
Yeah.
No.
No, this is how you prove yourself.
No, I think I've proven myself.
Well, you still got 2 hours.
Showed up. Oh. I've showed up.
You're showing up.
Oh, stories yet to be told? All right. Well, excellent job, Mitch. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. We're live from Fenway Park at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. And we're brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the Ford lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. Well, Gordo, I have promised you the avenue, or at least the conversation, the avenue. How do you get Roman and Anthony up to the Boston Red Sox? Because it is time. It is time. We talk about jumper cables. We talk about things to make that next move. You have to do something, right? You going to trade for Luis Arraez? I wouldn't be against that. Let's do it. Actually, it would solve a problem. Let's get a Luis Arraez trade.
Wouldn't strike out.
May 4th last year. Won't strike out. And I said to you, I said this to you.
Play first base.
Wait, yeah, thank you. I said this to you. When you were trying to search for the reasons for all these one-run losses, there's a multitude of reasons. One of the things that keeps sticking in my head is swinging and missing, striking out at the key times, at the most important times. It's not the be-all, end-all, but it is a reason, right? It does not help, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, Rob, these late and close situations, we've seen guys on second base, no outs. I mean, if you put the ball in play, those runs score.
And so we're desperately trying to find a scientific fact why this is happening, and so I don't know what piece of the pie that is. I don't know. I think it's probably a bigger piece of the pie than a lot of things, right? Correct?
Well, it could tie into a million different things, and we talk about like this team doesn't have guys that have experience winning in this town, and honestly, a lot of guys that have experience winning at all at this level, and it's just situationally who comes up to the plate and you know they're going to get it done. There's not a ton of guys.
Justin Turner.
Oh, I miss Justin Turner. Not that version of Justin Turner.
All right,
exists,
before we get to how Roman Anthony's going to get here, let's go to Wally in Fall River. Wally's been hanging on. Hey, Wally, how are you?
Yeah, what's up, Bradfo? You remember what Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men? We can't handle the truth. I can handle the truth. We're not blind. This team stinks. I mean, this is really mediocrity at its best. But what do you do? I mean, they don't play well at home. They lose close games. Your cornerstone player isn't happy. You can't trade him. Nobody wants. Who would want this guy, Bradfoe, with all the headaches and all that? But something's got to be done. Something's got to light a fire in their bellies. You can't keep on going on like this. You've got a 10-game homestand now. What are they going to go, 5-5? I mean, they had that soft part of the schedule earlier, and they didn't do good. But something's got to give. I'm sure we all agree on that. You can see Carr in the dugout ready to blow a fuse.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Wally. I mean,
it's great delivery.
It is. It's great delivery. I mean, the fact is that I get it. The frustration's there, right? The frustration's there. And he mentions the homestand. It's a big time.
Well, yeah,
I can handle the truth. This team stinks.
You've got 10 games at home, and it's true. Like, I get there's some tough competition for the first portion of this homestand.
Not the Orioles.
Just the first half.
Yeah.
Like the Mets are going to be tough, and the Braves are the Braves, and they've been playing good ball. But it really, like, this is the hole you've dug for yourself, and it means you have to take advantage when you're at home against whoever walks on your turf.
Is this the most – the Orioles stinking. Is this the most surprising thing in baseball this year of all the teams?
I would say yes. I mean, because they don't even just stink. They stink.
15-28, fired their manager today, Brendan Hyde.
That is like 50, that is a million exit worse than you could have possibly imagined for that team.
And they fired their manager. As we said, the manager of the year a couple of years ago, along with Skip Schumacher.
Got him through some tough times.
Weathered that storm. And you know what happens? When you go out and trade for Corbin Burns, you win. When you actually have people to build around, when you get the young players up, but you have the certainty up, like the Corbin Burns, that you win. Instead, what they did this time around was, no, we're going to go with Charlie Morton and Sagano and these other guys because we're not going to allocate these guys. And by the way, the guys who everyone said, oh, the Norfolk Tides, they're the best team in all of baseball. They have all the prospects. The embarrassment of riches, the Baltimore Orioles, they just keep coming and coming and coming. Yet, all right, tell me.
It's not as deep as it looks.
No. No.
And, like, you've got some guys who came up from that. Like, Heston Kerstad hasn't really done that much. They've gone to Kobe Mayo a couple times that he hasn't really produced for them.
Well, the guy who actually probably the best of the bunch is the guy they traded to Milwaukee, Ortiz.
Ortiz, yeah.
Right? And you look at it in Kyle Stowers is now he's crushing it. So a big part of this is where Dave Dombrowski was really good. A big part of it is identifying which guys to trade and which guys not to trade, right? It comes back to the Chris Sale thing, where hey, you want Rafael Devers? No, sorry, no. We're gonna give you Moncada and Kopech, but we're not putting Devers in this thing. And that's what he was really – you got to be good at that. You look at the Orioles right now, is that – oh, my goodness. You look at – they have one guy. They have two guys with OPS of over 800.
And neither
– Rhino Hearn and Ramon Laureano.
That's crazy.
That's it.
What's Gunner at?
Gunner's at 764.
And Adley – is Adley above 700 right now?
Nope, he's at 654.
Oh, my God.
Hitting 214, 654 OPS.
I mean, that right there, those two guys right there, that's, I mean, yes.
So
they messed up this offseason, Rob. They did. But you don't get this bad without everything. Like, they messed up the offseason. Their best players all of a sudden stink. They don't have any pitching. Like, they've got, and the kids in the farm that you expected to be staples for you, all of a sudden not playing well, and the guys that are playing well, you traded away. It's a storm of everything.
But,
it's like a hurricane
in Baltimore. But this is the luxury that the Red Sox have. When we're talking about Marcelo Meyer, Christian Campbell, with Roman Anthony, the luxury you have is that you have Alex Bregman, you have Rafael Devers, you have these other guys. Like, those guys are going to hit. You don't have to worry about that. The Red Sox, the Orioles, they needed Gunnar Henderson to keep going, and he hasn't kept going. You needed Adley Rutschman to keep
That's
going.
That's shocking. Yeah. Like, right. You should be able to count on those two.
Well, and think about this. The best prospect in all of baseball last year, Jackson Holliday, was, again, embarrassment of riches. Right now, he's okay.
I forgot the Jackson Holliday. It's another one. Like Jackson Holliday, it's like Roman Anthony. You should be able to count on that guy to come up, and by year two, he's a stud.
He's 264 at a 722 OPS in bad defense.
And he goes hot and cold. Like, so it's not – you. Like, people point out to the hot stretches, and it's like, okay, finally.
I'll give you another one. Jordan Westberg. Another, right?
Great
another guy.
Year.
217, 657 OPS.
And not healthy either.
No.
Up and down, on and off the injured list.
Colton Cowser obviously hurt.
Yeah.
But – I mean, this is
it's a brutal recipe.
Yeah.
It is a combination of
But you have to. What you have to do is that you have to identify the right guys to trade, and they clearly have not. They haven't identified the right. I said
or the guys before. To trade for Rob, like Trevor Rogers. They like we talk about Kyle Stowers. Like, they trade for Trevor Rogers, who I thought it was a good move to get Trevor Rogers. He hasn't pitched.
Yeah,
like
that's why you're a terrible GM.
This is why they don't pay.
Would you be a good GM? You think you'd be a good GM?
I think I'd be a great GM.
A great GM or
yes.
a,
No, I think I
would. Do you want to ease into it, be the assistant GM first?
Well, yeah, no, I'd have to build my way up. I'm not, okay. You can't just put me in the, I mean, would you could.
Would you be too reactionary? What would you do, Gordo GM, right now, if you're the Red Sox, right? Okay, let's play this game.
Okay,
All right, May 17th, Gordo, you're in this situation. You're two games under 500. You know the landscape. I don't need to tell you the landscape. Gordo, what are you doing?
All right.
And I'm going to tell you where you're full of hooey and when you're not.
All right. Well, let's do it. First order of business, I'm instituting a two-week deadline for Trevor Story to start producing, or else Marcelo Meyer is my shortstop. I'm putting Rafael Devers at first base. I'm telling him that this is just what the team needs. You're going to learn first base. My position by position is going to be Narvaez at catcher, Devers at first, Campbell at second. In 2 weeks, if Story doesn't find it, it's Marcelo at short, and he can platoon with Story. You look at the splits. Story's still awesome against left-handed pitchers.
You want to call Marcelo Meyer platoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, this is what they do.
Hey, listen, I'm not questioning you. You're just hired as GM. Go ahead.
All right. Third base is Bregman. Left field, Roman Anthony. Center field, Jaron Duran. Right field, Willy Abreu. And DH, we're bringing him back from the witness protection program. It's Masataka Yoshida. That's
okay.
My lineup.
All right.
And the pitching rotation is sorting itself out. Bueller will take... we'll take Tanner Houck's spot, which right now they've got four starters. And who goes down? I don't know. Whoever throws too
no
many
trades.
Pitches the day
no trades.
David Hamilton goes down.
Well, okay, yeah. David Hamilton will go down for one of the kids. And who else is up here?
You're a bad GM. You got to know this.
I got to look at the roster. But the bullpen.
Sogard.
No. Sogard, yes, thank you. Sogard's going down for the other one. There you go. There's your two.
This is why you got Zach and Mitch back in the studio as your assistant GMs. I like this.
Listen, you just asked me to rattle what I would do off the top of my head, and I've got it for you. And the rotation is...
I trade for Luis Arraez. By the way, Trevor Story?
Yeah.
That's what I think you might have seen. I had an audible groan across the way here when they're looking up these numbers.
Did you look up the splits? Pull up the...
I looked up since April 22nd.
Oh, read that. That's jarring.
122 batting average, 10 for 82, 340 OPS.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you look right before that, what was it, about 10 games? He was great.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to let it play out a little bit. I mean, he's a highly paid player. He's earned respect. He's a leader in that locker room. Like, I get it. He's a guy who deserves every chance he can get. But the truth is, this team's two games under 500. And if they keep losing and you've got Marcelo Meyer crushing it down there, who probably can also be a better defensive shortstop than Story. If you look at the metrics, Story ranks towards the bottom defensively in Major
League. Still, I say put Marcelo Meyer at second base right now. He's playing shortstop today in Worcester. Just put him at second base. That's where he's going to play. I applaud you, Boston Red Sox, for introducing Christian Campbell to first base.
Anybody.
Right?
Everybody should be introduced to first base.
Okay, yeah, first base camp.
Props
right.
to Christian Campbell.
All right, before we go to the trend now, let's go to Larry in Martha's Vineyard. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Hey, Rob. My question is, when a guy like Devers signs a contract, do they sign as a baseball player or as a third baseman? In other words, is this specific? So if he's got a contract that says he's just playing third base, then they really can ask him to play another position legally. They can, but he doesn't have to. So I don't know whether you know or not.
I know this. I am. I did not go to law school, but I do know this. When he signs that contract, has become a baseball player. There's nothing in there about playing third base. In fact, this whole narrative about how they promised him that he would only play third base, talking to the people who were involved in that, they said that didn't happen. So it's a he said.
There's certainly nothing in writing that says.
There's certainly nothing in writing, Larry, that says that. No, it's you can make the case also when you sign that level of contract, you become even more of an I'll do whatever it takes baseball player.
Yeah, because you've been paid.
Same as a pitcher. If they sign you as a pitcher, they say, hey, you're going to play the outfield if we need you.
You got to play wherever you got to play.
Well, I feel like the price you pay.
Thank you for the call, Larry.
The price you play moving a guy around, like if you told Devers he had to pitch, right? Now when you're talking to free agents, they're going to think, well, I could sign there, but they told that guy to pitch.
You're overthinking it, man.
No, I'm just saying
when Detmers went on his little rant there.
No, I'm just
you know, like that's when he said, like, oh, they're going to ask me to play outfield. Like, of course not.
I know. But, yes, Rafael Devers, it is very much within their rights to ask the former third baseman, who a lot of people thought was going to be a first baseman long term, to play first base.
There is that narrative – you know, when it comes to the Devers thing, I think that it's just not one person at fault.
No, no, it's everybody.
No, it's and but this narrative of, oh, like how, you know, they told him one thing and now they're moving him around and so forth and so on. I don't know. We could get into it. There's more to pick a thread. Like you said, it's been a week and a half and we're still talking about it. The one thing that we sort of surfaced in this conversation is we have no solution in terms of what came from that meeting. Like, and when you lose, if they're winning, we're not talking about it.
Not at all.
We're not talking.
It's we're not like, talking about the kids either.
No, no, no. If when you lose, you're not talking about, much like when Devers went off in Kansas City after the meeting, we didn't talk about it after that. But when you're losing and you're not figuring it out and you're underperforming, you have to talk about all of that. And that, sorry, that is part of the narrative when it comes to these Boston Red Sox right now. All right, 617-779-7937. Let's trend.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Celtics' pursuit of better 19 in back-to-back titles is over. They fell to New York 119-81 last night at MSG. Jaylen Brown led the way with 20 points, and here's what he had to say after the loss.
It stings. Anytime, you know, losing stings, especially finishing your season like this, you know, it just wasn't our year.
The Knicks will advance to take on the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That series gets underway Wednesday. The Red Sox losing streak was extended to 4 as they lost to the Atlanta Braves last night in a pitcher's duel at Fenway. 4-2 was the final. Garrett Crochet got the start for the Sox and went 7 innings, allowing 2 runs and 7 hits while striking out 8. They'll be back in action tonight at Fenway when Giolito takes the mound opposite Grant Holmes. You can hear coverage of that one right here at WEEI across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. Dan Ball will get you started on the MassMutual pregame show at 6:15. Then Will Fleming and Lenny will have the call of the game. First pitch at 7:15. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets will be in OKC for a win-or-go-home Game 7 tomorrow afternoon. The winner will take on the T-Wolves in the Western Conference Finals. Over in the NHL, Toronto staved off elimination with a 2-0 win over the Panthers in Sunrise. They'll head to Game 7 back in Toronto tomorrow night. The Winnipeg Jets will look to follow in Toronto's footsteps tonight when they head to Dallas for Game 6. Stars lead that series 3-2. Some major NFL news from yesterday. The 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to terms on a 5-year, $265 million extension, making him the 5th highest paid player in the NFL. Finally, the Revolution will host the San Jose Earthquakes tonight at Gillette. Kickoff at 7:30. I'm Mitch Sabatelli, and that is what's trending.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball isn't boring with Brad Lowe on WEEI.
All right. We're back.
We're back.
Yeah. All right. This is Baseball Isn't Boring show live from Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. We're brought to you by New England Ford Dealers. Hurry in to get your employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford from America. For America. Let's go right to the cause so you can join the conversation. The conversation about the great game of baseball, the two games under 500 Red Sox, the five games back Red Sox, three games back in the wild card Red Sox, the Red Sox who are waiting to figure out what their jumper cables are going to be, Gordo. What are they going to be? All right, you can join the conversation. But already joining the conversation, John in Watertown. Hey, John, how are you?
McFarland!
Yeah! Oh, wow. See, doesn't it make everything a little bit better? Yes, I think so.
McFarland is here to stay.
All right.
But just give me a couple minutes. First, Christian Campbell, the book is out on him. He can't hit the sweeper, and he's not even hitting his weight against lefties. I mean, he might need to, as stupid as this sounds, he might need to go back to the Woo Sox and learn how to figure out how to hit again, because they could be wasting him. I think Braden Montgomery's going to be a better player than him anyways. But the other thing is, Anthony just turned 21. If he was playing for Vanderbilt College right now, and they said, we need you to switch and start slowly learning how to play first base, why can't he do that? Just slowly practice and see, because these computer geeks says that's going to ruin his hitting? Come on. Really?
Well, no, the way that I look at it, John, when it comes to Anthony, yeah. I just think that you have other options, and you start with the other top prospect, Marcelo Meyer. How are you gonna, then you have the other prospect in Christian Campbell. I'm looking up, by the way.
And they're both infielders, Rob. That's the
thing.
He's not an infielder.
Roman Anthony has never taken a ground ball. He's not an infielder. So that's where I never got the whole Roman Anthony thing. Now, I got to pay off of the tease, which I promised like half an hour ago. Getting Roman Anthony up here. We can find the route to get Marcelo Meyer up here, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, we know that route.
There's multiple routes right there.
Yes,
they're lit up with very nice.
The road has been paved.
Fresh pave. It smells great.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. with Roman Anthony, who is the other piece of the puzzle when it comes to why don't you give it a whirl, it's not as easy. And you can say move Devers to first and then you free up the DH spot and so forth and so on. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Do you think Devers is not going to end up playing first base?
Yes, I do not think that he will play first base.
I originally thought he was definitely going to, but Christian Campbell taking ground balls there.
I think that is plan A, and once you got to start going down that plan A, and then you keep going down there. I just don't think we asked the question before, Gordo, and I don't know if there's a definitive answer, who would be a better first baseman, Campbell or Rafael Devers?
I mean, my first instinct would be Devers, because he's played tons of a corner infield spot, but I don't know.
Yeah, but you also have a more athletic guy who played second base. I mean, I think it might be Christian Campbell. Anyway, so you got to get, at some point, you got to get Roman Anthony up. Now, the avenue to do that is something that won't happen as well. All these things won't happen, so why am I wasting my breath, Bob? Because, you know, I allowed you to play GM. I'm playing GM.
How are you getting Roman Anthony up here?
You sell high on Sidan Rafael.
I'm in on that.
You sell at some point, unless, and don't give me like, well, if so-and-so gets hurt, if so-and-so gets hurt, so-and-so, you can't think that way. At some point, one of the three outfielders are going to have to go. You have Duran, not going. Abreu, not going. Rafaela, good player, obviously a very valuable player defensively. I think he's doing much better offensively. Will he ever become an all-star? Probably not. I don't think so. But, you know, maybe prove me wrong. But my point is that you know the high end, you know the ceiling of Roman Anthony is maybe higher than all of these guys. I mean, that's saying something. Abreu's a good player. Durant's a good player. But Anthony, that's how good a player everybody, even the most cynical people, scouts that I've talked to, thinks that this guy is going to be. So you're going to have to get him there. He's an outfielder. So that is the avenue you take to, and I get it, May trades don't happen, rarely happen. But if you really want to jumpstart this team, if you really want to put a jolt into things, if you really want to say, do the whole like Nomar circa 2004 all over again, sometimes you just do it. Sometimes you just have to do it. You have to take your chance and just do it. The Orioles, they didn't do it. Look at where they are. I mean, maybe that's not fair, but that's just a reality. Now they have all these guys. They traded the wrong guys. Nobody is ever going to say that we know which guys are going to be good, I think, with the Red Sox, right? We have a pretty good idea. This isn't guessing, right? Correct?
No, yeah. And you asked the question, is Sadon Rafaela ever going to be an all-star? Is he ever going to make you like eat your words? I don't see that. I mean, yes, prove me wrong. The reason I like that idea is because, yeah, Rob, we talked about it. May trades are super hard to make. They're hard to convince teams to sell off assets this early. But when you've got a guy in the majors like Rafaela who is locked up long-term and is playing as well as he's played, that can entice a team to make a move that maybe, like, this is an outside-the-box thing. Like, trading a guy that you just extended and that's under team control for as long as Rafaela is, that's outside the box already.
What's the avenue? But here's the thing, Gordo. What's the avenue going forward with the outfield? All right. At some point.
No, I think it's what you just said.
I know. But like this is.
That's the
You said outside the box and so forth and so on. Okay. Let's say they go through the whole year. You're still in the same thing next year. Right? All these guys. None of these guys are going anywhere.
Yeah.
Abreu, Duran, Rafaela. None of them. And by the way, another part of the equation. Is your best hitter right now is a guy who's never playing, Ruff Snyder.
Well, the other thing, too, about trading guys now versus the offseason, if they were winning, if this was a first-place team, and it's like, okay, how do we get Roman Anthony up there? Well, we're not going to trade the starters off of our first-place lineup. We're not going to shake up the clubhouse and potentially ruffle feathers. This is a team that is struggling. They're multiple games under .500. We keep talking about
you need to ruffle feathers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You need to ruffle feathers to get the solution in-house. And if this is how you do it, I'm okay with that sacrifice.
Gordo, I made mention of the Mets last year. And he said we talked to Adam Ottavino, who was on that Mets team. And like whatever version of ruffling feathers that was, he said we were a lost team. Go back to the Baseballs and Boring podcast from Thursday. We talked about it. He said, we were a lost team. And then, you know, we just had to get together, had a team meeting. Some guys stepped up, talked, said, you know, listen, we got to do this. We got to do that. They made some moves, obviously. You know, they bring up Jose Iglesias, start playing him. Like, there's things that they had to ruffle feathers. You know, you keep going down this road, and you have this stretch here where you have the Braves a good team, the Mets a good team. Like,
you don't want to find yourself 5-6 games out. And I'll tell you, Rob, a team meeting like that, moves like that, getting the front office and the field on the same page is so important moving forward here. And to be honest with you, it starts with how you handle the kids.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you can't worry about how everybody's feeling. You heard Christian Campbell. Like Christian Campbell, and everyone's like, oh, he's taking a shot at Devers when he said, I'll play wherever the team needs me.
What's your favorite position?
What's your favorite?
Whatever helps the team.
Whatever helps the team.
What an answer.
But here's the thing, Gordo. Is it, and not to come back to the podcast, but Baseball Isn't Boring podcast at BB Isn't Boring.
So subscribe.
But subscribe, play Tessie as well. But it's Mike Lowell, who was also on. He said this. Mike Lowell, who was a great guy to have on the podcast for so many reasons, including that he switched positions. Obviously, we went to first base at the end. Obviously, had weathered the storm of the Manny Ramirez, all that drama and everything else. But he's the one who said, he's like, do you think that Rafael Devers, when he was first called up, would have said, no, I'm not going to play there? No, of course not. Just like Christian Campbell's not going to say that. Like, the perspective of it, if you took a step back and had that perspective of, well, what's the difference? Because you make $300 million? What's the difference between you when you were called up in 2017 and you now.
Because I've earned the respect.
But there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be.
Well, the way it should be is you've gotten paid, so now your money's not at stake. Your sole drive should be, how can we win the world?
That would be the only caveat if anybody said I'm pushing back on this, is that if it was going to impact my financial earnings or my career's health.
Like Xander Bogaerts, when he was kind of hesitant to move off of shortstop when there were questions about that a year or two before his free agency.
Sure.
Yeah, that is totally respectable. Shortstops get paid differently than third basemen. Third basemen get paid differently than first basemen, who get paid differently than DHs. That's just the way it works.
All right.
He's been paid.
Tim and Charlton. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Just to give a little bit of perspective, Charlton is where Grizzly Adams is actually buried. He's buried right up the road.
But,
my point, and I'm going to get to my point, I also lived in Gardner. If you've ever been to the Baseball Hall of Fame, there's a big giant bat that was made in the town of Gardner because it was a great furniture city. But my point all is that, you know, hey, who was the outfielder that had to come in and relief pitch? I can't remember when, but, you know, I mean, my point is that guy with about the contract and you're supposed to sign for a certain position and this, that, and the other thing. Tim Wakefield was actually a fielder. He wasn't necessarily a pitcher. So that whole thing about the contract is, you guys are right. You're getting paid and you're going to get put where the coach tells you to get put. That was my basic overall point about that.
And Tim, thank you. And I hope you have a safe journey wherever you are. Grizzly Adams. I love some good Grizzly Adams talk. You don't even know who Grizzly Adams is.
One of those things where I've heard the name a bunch, have no idea what it is.
You are you are so laser focused on one thing.
I thought this hat was supposed to make me smarter with pop culture.
It is. We're getting there. By the way, we're here to educate, offer insight.
Do you think I made people cringe by not knowing that?
Hold on. I'm getting my spiel.
All right, let's hear it.
We're here to educate, offer insight, offer some sort of entertainment. And I'm going to do all that by giving you the lineup right now. All right, ready?
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Y'all, you want to guess? You want to play the fun game of guessing?
No, I've seen
it. All right, okay. Oh, you saw it. Duran, Devers, Bregman, Campbell in the cleanup spot. By the way, the Red Sox cleanup spot, far and away the worst in all of baseball.
That's not surprising.
No, no.
You can feel it.
Campbell playing second, not first. Abreu in right field, Trevor Story at shortstop. Our guy, Abraham Toro at first base. Carlos Narvaez, he's a catcher. And Rafaela in center field with Giolito. Big start from Giolito. Fork in the road Saturday here.
It really is kind of a fork in the road Saturday for him, isn't it?
Well, for all of you. For all of you followers, yeah.
They need to win ball games, yes. But Lucas Giolito here, he's had three starts. Two of them, he's looked exceptional.
Yeah, the muddy one, like, it's, you know, what are you going to do?
Right, no, I agree, but I'm just saying, if he puts together a really good start here, like, you're not going to hear anyone talking about, because I think a lot of people before he made his Red Sox debut kind of assumed.
Oh, it was like, it was basically Lucas Giolito heading into even when he was activated, was like, oh, yeah, whatever, you're going to get from him. But all of a sudden now, you were talking about the American League. Well, you know, you had said you had all these starters heading into the year and that you had one of the best rotations in the American League. Well, now, you know, you don't have the Tanner Houck that you thought you had. You don't have Cutter Crawford that you thought you have. Bayo's up and down. So
Fitz is down. And then,
well, I'm not even talking about Fitz. I'm not even talking about
the guys you
But I'm talking about, so all of a sudden, like, a guy like Lucas Giolito is important because he is a guy that you say that has to be an anchor of this starting rotation. Because one of the anchors, the number two guy, Bueller's down, one of the anchors was going to be Tanner Houck.
He was supposed to be your number two in, like, another all-star season.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, fork in the road Saturday, Lucas Giolito.
He puts together a good start
to
the
Rob. A lot of pressure, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of...
Ooh, look at you.
I'm just saying the narrative around him is going to really start...
Oh, okay.
Puts together.
All right, you're so reactionary. All right, that's Gordo Playtesi. I'm Rob Bradford. This is the Baseball Isn't Boring Show. Be back after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball isn't boring on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app and take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
All right, there you go. Baseball isn't boring show. Live from Fenway Park, Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. I'm Rob Bradford along with Gordo. Play Tessie at Play Tessie. Excellent job by you, Gordo. By you, Pat, Sammy, Joe Braverman. Excellent job across the board.
Shout out the boys.
You still haven't dropped that D'Angelo Ortiz interview, have you?
No, we dropped Hunter Dobbins this week. Believe D'Angelo's coming this Wednesday.
All right, well, yeah. Times are ticking. D'Angelo's tearing it up down.
He's crushing it.
Yep, whatever league that's called down the Florida's Southwest Coast.
The Florida Gulf Coast?
Complex League.
Florida Complex?
Florida's Complex League, yeah.
Crushing it.
Congratulations to D'Angelo Ortiz and the entire Ortiz family. All right, if you want to join 617-779- 7937, Gordo. So when we talk about the importance, are we overreacting? This is what we have to do. Oh, little tip of the hat to me. Like, baseball's and boring tip of the hat.
I was just adjusting it.
So many people, I gave Gordo a baseball's and boring hat today. Congratulations.
Thank you. I did not realize that it was this scarce.
I've only given one other person a hat. No, I've not given anybody. No, I take that back. I gave one other person a baseballs and boring hat, and that was an executive. That was Ross Atkins of the Toronto Blue Jays.
Why did he get one?
Because when we were lining up to interview him for when they were here, the Vlad Guerrero Jr. press conference, he just started looking at my hat, and like he started the press conference so much so that people in Toronto, because they were covering it live, they noticed that. I was getting texts from people in Toronto like, "Why is he gazing at your hat?"
Did you give him the hat right off your head?
No, when I went to Toronto and he came on the podcast, I gave him another version of the hat.
Nice.
So anyway, baseball's a boring hat. Well, they'll be in production soon. Don't you worry about it.
So when I'm a GM, it will be only GMs who you've gifted that hat to.
Well, you made your case to become a GM, right? Correct?
Yeah, I gave my starting nine.
Is there a parade or something out here? What's going on? It's like people are lined up like there's something's going to happen.
It's almost like there's a baseball game being played.
Well, I remember, I'd never forget, and we're obviously at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios in Lansdowne Street, and I was in these studios when the, was it Dodgers, when they travel all those people?
I'm thinking of the Mets.
No, no, the Mets do it as well. The Dodgers have one as well, but it,
I don't know what it's called. I know what you're talking about.
They took it over. It was nuts. I mean, it was a sight to see. And you know, that was like the dagger, right? That was the when the Chaim Bloom conversation started. Oh. And we had the dollar ticket for the Yankee series and all of that. Yeah,
that was the two series. You hit the nail on the head. Is when the Dodgers fans flooded Fenway and dollar tickets against the Yankees.
That was it.
That
was the dagger.
That was the dagger in the Chaim Bloom era.
Yeah. But something's going on out here. But anyway, come on down to say hi, everybody. Say hello. Because everyone's getting ready for the great game of baseball. Big, big game tonight, as we said, Lucas Giolito. I let you be a GM, and so you did not make any trades, right?
Yet.
No, so okay.
Well, you know
give
what?
Give me a trade.
You know what, though? For what you said, because I didn't have Seidon Rafael in the lineup that I would put out there. I'm totally happy to, as you said, sell high on him, and that's your avenue to get relief help.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, like you can't get teams to trade in May, but you've got an exciting player who looks like he may be on the verge of doing something at the plate. I want to stop short of saying
give
a breakout.
Who says no for Seidon Rafael?
Oh, I'd have to look because it's not like a rental reliever.
We'll do it after the break. So. Give me a good who says no for who Seidon Rafael so you can free up Roman Anthony. By the way, our friend John Takif on Twitter, on social media, says it's tequila and tacos night here at Fenway Park. Which,
oh, there you go. That's
That's why they have the balloons in the shape of a cactus out here.
Yes. I mean, that would explain the cactus balloons.
The cactus balloons.
Yes.
I'm walking through here, and I'm thinking, like, when I grew up, at going to Fenway Park, did I see cactus balloons? No.
No.
All I saw was urinals made out of troughs. Like, that was it. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
No.
You don't?
Oh, wait, no, I have seen pictures of where it's like the urinals are like combined into one big metal.
Yeah.
it's
where you become, the first time you become aware of the human body. But let me just tell you, Gordo, so I want you to make a trade. So, make a proposal for Seidon Rafael, right? Because we're not only about just complaining, we're not only about analyzing, we're about solutions here. And we said that this team needs jumper cables more than ever before. You're two games under 500, you're five games back, which that, Gordo, five games back. When I saw that today, I was like, really? It seemed like yesterday they were like a game back.
They were sticking at like two games because every time they would win, the Yankees would win. Every time they would lose, the Yankees would lose.
So tell me this. Why are the Yankees so much better? Like, well,
there's a lot of rosters out there where I question. Like, the Tigers are the best team in the AL right now, but you look at their lineup top to bottom, and it doesn't scream this lineup.
I didn't ask about the Tigers. Why are the Yankees so much? The Yankees lost Gerrit Cole. Devin Williams stinks.
There's no reason they should be better than the Red Sox.
I don't know why.
I don't know. I cannot explain why the Red Sox have been as bad as they've been. Because even with Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony in AAA, even with Masataka Yoshida in the witness protection program, even with Tristan Casas going down for the year, you look at the lineup and you look at the starting pitchers that you put out there every day and you look at the bullpen and the stats individually from their relievers, it is shocking that they're two games under 500.
So listen, this is what we're going to do. For every time, we're going to ask for solutions, right?
Yep.
And since it's taco and tequila day here at Fenway Park, every time somebody calls in with a good solution for the Boston Red Sox woes, 617-779-7937, Gordo will do a shot at tequila. All right? 617-779-7937. Get your solutions coming. Gordo has his. Going to be back right after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.